Hello and welcome to Empathy Pathos for the sign Cancer. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, your astrologer for the next bit of time, here to share with you some of my observations about the current charts and in particular home in on the Venus and Mars retrograde processes that are really in many ways the most vivid symbols of the zeitgeist at this period of time. This Mars and Aquarius made a long retrograde over the summer, landing in Capricorn. Venus in Scorpio about to make a retrograde, landing in Libra. And, of course, there are other outer planet transits, but we have this opportunity to talk about the way that a minor planet, an inner planet, personal planet configuration can be quite revealing of what is going on just behind the veil. And then a layer back, we have the outer distant planets, which are some of which in particular are rather prominent in your chart. And I'd like to start with the presence of Saturn in Capricorn, joining Pluto in Capricorn. Pluto's been in Capricorn now for about, Pluto reaches Capricorn in the summer that Obama was running for president during the Obama-McCain campaign. And so that's 10 years of you having this formidable power in your seventh house of relationships. And this is the thing that particularly for Cancer and Cancer Rising and Cancer Moon is the major factor in the environment. I mean, there's a lot of transits happening. Planets are on the move. A number of outer planets have changed signs recently, which describe changes in scenery, changes in the environment. But the thing that has remained constant for you and is the most directly influential, because it's coming in through your opposite sign, that being one of the most direct points of access to you and also one of the most probably the clearest descriptor of the environment that you're in, coming in through Capricorn. And so in many ways your life is a confrontation ongoing with forces that are clearly more powerful than you are in some way, or which you must meet and encounter in a way that does not engage hand-to-hand combat. Well, Pluto, you can't do that. Pluto is going to operate most of the time as a subversive, subconscious, invisible process that periodically comes to the surface, and you can see certain elements in the environment, and then it can disappear again. And overall, in this process that's going to last about maybe 15 years, is what I think is accurately described as an evolutionary process, described by Pluto as an encounter with a powerful force that compels us to really come from the soul level, to inhabit the deepest essence of who we are. And at the moment, beginning last December, this most recent December 2017, Saturn entered Capricorn.